welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society about Guthrie County's annual Relay for Life event and other topics. Last month, Guthrie County had its annual Relay for Life event at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds, and I know talking with one of the chairpersons leading up to the event, it seemed like you guys were already on track to maybe raise more than last year's amount, but how would you say the event went overall?
You know, overall, it was a great day. Once again, you know, it was a hot June day, and so being inside out of the heat, humidity, and away from the bugs, everyone really appreciated that. And then, of course, there was a storm that came through at the very end of the evening. So, you know, with that being said, we were all thankful that we were able to be inside as we were wrapping everything up. But, you know, we had over 150 people attend, you know, 25 cancer survivors that we were able to celebrate that night. And it was kind of neat to hear the story of Lillian Gilson and her family, and you know, how they started the relay 20 years ago and how she continues to give back. And she really inspires all of us to continue to give back, and especially when what we do with the fight against cancer. So her granddaughter, Penny Schramm, did an awesome job, you know, sharing their story. So overall, it was just a great evening, and we raised over $58,000 year to date. So, you know, we're off and running, and we're going to keep running because we have a Relay for Life golf tournament coming up here on Saturday, August 3rd. So there's still more fundraising money to come in.
Can you say how the $58,000 compares to this time last year?
You know, we are just slightly a couple thousand ahead of where we were a year ago. So, you know, so to us, I mean, we feel that we're still, you know, slightly ahead from last year, and you know, our ultimate goal is to raise as much as we can against this fight against cancer. So truly we're happy with whatever we end up with, but we are excited that we're still ahead from, you know, the year of 2018.
And as far as turnout goes, how many teams was it that had finally been registered for the event, and how did that compare from last year?
We ended up with 17 teams registered, which was just one team down from last year. So, you know, between gaining new sponsors and, you know, the teams that signed up again this year and some new teams, you know, that truly helped us with keeping us right on goal.
The Relay for Life Guthrie County chapter has until the rest of the calendar year to be raising funds for the American Cancer Society?
We actually have, they have what's called an event season. It goes from September through August. So we still have through the end of August to raise for the 2019 relay event.
And you mentioned an upcoming golf tournament. What is the exact date for that event?
Yep, the Angels for Life team is going to be hosting a four-person best shot golf tournament on Saturday, August 3rd at the Guthrie Center Golf Course. And registration starts at 8:30 that morning with a shotgun start at 9 a.m. And it's $50 a person, and that includes carts, 18 holes of golf, fun games, prizes, and then we always do a smoked pork loin lunch.
How should people RSVP for the event?
They can reach out to me, and they can text me at 641-757-0746 or email me at kim.durst@cancer.org.
Anything else to add as far as that goes? Why you guys enjoy holding the event, and why people should, you know, think to help support Relay for Life?
Well, like with our event for the golf tournament, it's just a fun way of getting together and raising money. My husband and his buddies all enjoy golfing, and so when we first started it, it was basically them saying, you know, hey, we really enjoy doing tournaments. People look for different tournaments to get involved in for great causes. And so that is kind of how we decided to put something like this together with our relay team. So, and, you know, it's just another fun way of giving back to the American Cancer Society and helping in the fight against cancer.
it's kind of taken a while to ramp up to the typical summer seasonal weather for going outside, working outside, or whether it be playing outside. So what, you know, are some reminders for people to be sure as far as protecting themselves from the sun when it's out these summer days?
Absolutely. You know, simply staying in the shade is one of the best ways to limit ourselves from UV exposure. But, you know, if you're going to be out in the sun, there's just one simple phrase to remember, which is slip, slop, slap, and wrap. And what this means is slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen, slap on a hat, and wrap on sunglasses to protect the eyes and skin around them. And these are great ways to protect your skin from those UV rays.
And before we know it, kids will be heading back to school, whether they like it or not. But what are some reminders for parents and kids if there's, you know, some routine things they need to be doing before the school year starts?
Exactly. You know, we've been promoting HPV vaccinations, especially for the ages 11 and 12, boys and girls. And so we're just, you know, advising that, you know, when your kids go in to your healthcare provider for camp or back to school physicals, you know, this is really a great time to discuss HPV vaccines with your doctor and, you know, to get your kids vaccinated. And as I said, you know, 11 and 12 year olds is the ideal ages for them to get this vaccination. And, you know, it's estimated that 90% of HPV cancers could be prevented, amounting more than 31,000 fewer cancers per year. And so, you know, this is a great way to protect our kids, you know, in the future from cancer.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.